John Thune.
Thank you. Thank you all very, very much. It would be nice just once to have an election settled before 4 a.m. in the morning. But I have to tell you, I've been on the other end of this equation, and if I have to wait until 4 a.m. in the morning, I'd much rather be on this end. Today the voters of South Dakota spoke, and I am enormously grateful that they have given me the opportunity to serve as their next United States Senator. If you had told me 2 years ago that we would be doing this again this year, I would have said you were crazy. These races.
John Thune in South Dakota, who has just defeated Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle, Thune the Republican, defeating Senate Minority Leader, the Democrat Tom Daschle.
These races are hard, they're expensive, and they're bruising. But last fall, when we were debating whether to do this again, we prayed a lot about it, as did a lot of other people, and finally concluded that this was something that we needed to do. I remember, and I need to start first by, of course, thanking my family. And I remember as we were having discussion, some of you have heard me tell this story. We were going around and around about whether to do this again. This was sometime in the last December. And, you know, we did what most families do. We prayed about it, discussed it, considered it, sat down around the kitchen table, and even had a family vote. Secret ballot. Everybody got a chance to vote. Should Dad run for the Senate again or not? And the vote came back 3-1 in favor of running, and I was the no vote. So I do have to say thank you to my wonderful family for putting up with yet another campaign. This literally has been their sixth campaign in the last 10 years. They're troopers.
And the last campaign 2 years ago, where John Thune was unsuccessful in his bid for the Senate. This time he is successful, and NPR's Washington editor Ron Elving, he won by about the same margin that he lost 2 years ago. Am I right? Pretty close?
Yes, a very small margin indeed, and in a state where, generally speaking, there are not that many votes to be had in the first place, and a senator or a congressman, and John Thune was the congressman from South Dakota before he made that unsuccessful bid for the Senate, meets an enormous number of his constituents. Maybe not every last one, but he has an opportunity to get out and shake the hands of a very large percentage.
What do you suppose tipped the balance in this race?
Oh, I think it was the overwhelming vote for George Bush. If this had been an evenly divided state, as so many others have been tonight, this would have been a race that I don't think Tom Daschle would have had any trouble winning. But here, as in a number of other states where George Bush got 60% of the vote or more, there was an overwhelming tide against which the Democrat, whether he was an incumbent or whether he was a challenger or whether he was running in a vacancy like in Oklahoma, just couldn't swim.
What does it mean for the Democratic Party now?
Well, it's going to make an awful lot of Republicans who have thought about running for the Senate in states that have voted big Republican for president think that that opportunity is freshening, that that opportunity is getting better all the time. There were some people in North Dakota this past year who might have run against the senator from North Dakota who is a Democrat, Byron Dorgan. There are actually two, but Byron Dorgan was on the ballot this year. But they all sort of stepped aside and said, well, we don't necessarily think we can beat Byron Dorgan. If they'd have known just how much of a vote George Bush was going to be piling up in those states, and if they'd known what John Thune was going to be able to do in South Dakota, they might have gone the other way. I think we'll see that in a number of what we call red states, where there will be more and more people interested in running for Congress.
Republicans were very successful in those open Senate races, with the exception of Illinois, where Barack Obama won. That was expected. Do you think that also was coattail effect?
I think it was in certain cases, certainly in the southern states that had all voted for George Bush in 2000 and that all voted for George Bush again this time. They have already won four out of the five vacancies created by Democratic retirements there, may well, very well pick up the fifth one in Florida, in which case it'll be a clean sweep of all those vacancies in the Deep South. Right from the start, Democrats knew that was going to be tough because those states were going to be going so strongly for Bush, and they all have.
All right, and who do we expect to see? Will do you think Harry Reid then becomes the minority leader, or is this an open discussion now among Democrats?
I think there'll be some discussion. I don't see somebody else who is necessarily as strong as Reid right away, but I think someone will at least be considering taking Reid on because he is not a well-known national figure, not the world's most dynamic figure on the floor, very good behind-the-scenes guy, but not as well known as some of the other senators.
Thanks very much. NPR's Washington editor, Ron Elving.
Thank you, Frank.